from the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network.
So much less energy than the pre-show.
So much less energy.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight for the show. Down at the end of the table is Jesse Kimball.
I guess that's me.
To my right, we have Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And to my left, Ali Hebert.
What kind of show are we doing?
This is the Christian Broadcasting Network, isn't it?
It sounds like a newbie on NPR.
What's that?
Sounds like a newbie on NPR is like the energy you're going for.
Yeah.
And I guess I would be a newbie if I got hired on NPR. But
true.
I mean, shoot for the stars. NPR would be a dream job, maybe. Are they Republican?
They're supposed to be unbiased, but...
Well, so is Fox.
They are largely left-leaning.
Oh, then I could probably work for them. Because I'm mostly unbiased, but I'm also left-leaning. Which brings us right to our first story of the night.
Yay!
There's two things about Donald Trump I want to talk about real quick.
No!
I have to do it. The first thing, which is less offensive to me, but probably more offensive to everybody else, is that, and I think Hunter posted a thing about it, where Donald Trump has been critical of the hurricane that's about to...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's criticized. It was Puerto Rico, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it's what he was. Was it Puerto Rico?
Puerto
Rico's.
Yeah,
because they're in the path.
Yeah, he criticized Puerto Rico for once again being hit by a hurricane and talked
because
about,
they can't move their country.
They can't shift their island around, unfortunately. And I just think that's ridiculous because he's complaining about how much money we've sent them and how it's like more than he's ever sent to anybody. I don't know. He's complaining about something. And it's just sad. Everything that's happened with Puerto Rico, with the hurricanes, I'm too depressed to get enough anger up that I should have for this.
Because if it wasn't for the fact that he, you know, tweets so damn much.
He does like to tweet. He's he's an avid twat.
Yeah, no, he tweeted something about like how looks like another big hurricane's on the way to Puerto Rico, sent them like an unprecedented amount of money, or the U.S. government sent them an unprecedented amount of money too. And it's like, okay, what are you saying, that you should stop sending the money and stop helping the people of Puerto Rico?
I think I have it here, hold on.
Like, because that feels like that's what he's driving. He also talked about, like, and I meant to look more into this to see if it was a joke or what the hell he was talking about. But he said something about wanting to try nuking the hurricane.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I'm like, please tell me this is a joke.
My favorite part of that is apparently Hillary Clinton said, yes, you should not nuke hurricanes. And was it Ben Shapiro replied with, this is why you're not president?
Yep, that is exactly what happened.
Holy shit.
Goddamn, Ben Shapiro is an idiot.
Also, I found the tweet. Donald Trump said, wow, because that's how a president starts a communication with his country. Wow. Yet another big storm heading to Puerto Rico. Will it ever end? Congress approved $92 billion for Puerto Rico last year, an all-time record of its kind for quote-unquote anywhere. Why did you put anywhere in quotes?
Wasn't that amount of money also a lie?
I'm pretty sure everything he says is a lie.
Yeah, but...
I don't trust any number that comes out of his mouth.
Which, I wish I had a name. I just watched this segment before the show. Chris Cuomo, who is on CNN. I believe it's CNN. Or it's MSNBC. Pretty sure CNN. He's the guy that got upset that someone called him Fredo recently. You probably heard this story.
I didn't, actually.
So he's an anchor, and he was out and about, and he got into it with this guy, and he's Italian-American, and the guy called him Fredo. And apparently that's offensive to Italians because it's based on The Godfather, and I don't really know the whole story. Point is, he got super pissed about it, and everybody was kind of on his side, except he said that it's as bad to Italians as the N-word is to black people, which, as Asa likes to point out frequently, if there are two words, then you can't say the other word, then it's not as bad. You know, it's a John Mulaney bit, apparently, and I butchered it. That's why I didn't even try to do it. But, so he had I think it was either a spokesperson or a staff member or a campaign manager or something from the election campaign. I don't know if it was before or the current one that's going on for re-election. And she actually got on the show and said that President Trump has never told a lie. That the fake,
with a straight face, too.
That the fake news media has lied about him, and they lie all the time. The fake news media, she said it over and over again. But that, and he said, you are going to lose all credibility. Are you saying right now that Donald Trump has never told a lie? No, he's never lied to the American people. you can, and there are a lot of people that believe that too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the sad part. There are a lot of people that believe that Trump has never told a lie. You can go to any, go to Politico, go to any fact checking website and see how many times per day that Donald Trump tells lies. I think last week he told 196 lies. It's absolutely insane. So
the number sounds like too big to be true, but at the same time, like, it wouldn't surprise me if it were.
I wish I were joking to make him look bad, but with Donald Trump, I don't have to.
No.
He does himself in.
Did you see he shared that that video by the numbers that had a the logo for a white supremacist organization at the end of it?
I think I'd heard that, because that's not the first time that he has retweeted white supremacists that have praised him.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's definitely done that before. But yeah, no, this was...
you got to know your base.
It was something to do with, like, it's the something lion, like the... you talk amongst yourselves, and I look this up.
Okay.
I was just going to let it go.
That all went well.
without it. So, yeah, Puerto Rico is about to get hammered again, and... Donald Trump is criticizing them for being in the path of a hurricane. Is that kind of like telling a woman, like, you know, it's your own fault? You know what I mean? Like, are we blaming the victims here?
Maybe.
It's just absurd.
It's your fault your island is in the path of a hurricane.
If you had moved your damn island like I told you to, it's not that hard. You put jets under the water, move the island.
You get a giant turtle.
Sad. Fake news. I'm beaten down with it at this point. I'm not going to lie to you. I've always told myself that I would never get to the point where I stop paying attention to what Donald Trump says, because the moment that he beats you down
is the moment he's won.
He won, because you give up and you stop checking him. Eventually, people will stop checking him and he'll just get away with whatever he wants. And he wears you down so much. But I'm trying to stay positive about this. But the bad thing is we make a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We make a lot of mistakes. People in the media make a lot of mistakes. And sometimes things happen that kind of make us look as bad as they say we look. And that kind of happened this week with one of my favorite anchors who is on MSNBC. His name's Lawrence O'Donnell. And I watch Lawrence O'Donnell every night. Lawrence O'Donnell, and I knew it sounded shady as soon as he started talking about it. So they had a segue from Rachel Maddow into the Lawrence O'Donnell show. And Lawrence O'Donnell told Rachel Maddow that he had a source that had information from Deutsche Bank about Donald Trump. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did hear about his tax returns, his taxes.
Yeah, and that Trump had co-signed with people like Vladimir Putin, that he had all this really big dirt on it. And even though Lawrence O'Donnell said in his report, because this is the main story he did, that it was one source and it had yet to be verified, he still went public with it.
Yeah,
and no. he apologized for it the next day and said it was an error in judgment. It's a pretty big error in judgment. You don't vet your source. You just go on the air with, like...
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a source you trust, then I can get it. But it
almost feels like they're stretching because they want to break the news first. They want to be the ones that catch Trump.
Because
Rachel Maddow did it, too, when she had Trump's tax returns from, I forget which year it was. It was a couple of months ago. Maybe it was like a year or two ago. But I remember she opened the show with, "We got him. We've got the tax returns. We're going to talk about it tonight." And you know what the tax returns showed? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was pointless. And she ran with it with like it was Geraldo getting into Al Capone's vault. And just like that, they found nothing. But at least she didn't lie, like, put an unverifiable source on.
Because they had found, I remember that, because they had found his tax returns from like 2001.
Yeah, it was an old tax return.
It was really old tax
return. And they're like, "Oh, we got him. We're going to burn him tonight."
And all it showed was that he in 2001, he was broke as fuck.
Which, I mean, it's in itself is a story.
Yeah.
That the president of the United States that built his whole life on being rich was broke as fuck.
Yep.
But at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I did find, I don't know if you want to transition back to this or not, but I did find it. It's the he posted a video with the logo at the end being the logo of the fascist group the Lion Guard.
I think that's my guild on Warcraft.
And honestly, like the logo looks good.
I know. Well, the Nazis were very well dressed. Yeah,
they were very snappy dressers. But you know, it's a anti-immigration group. Apparently, I guess the parent group is V Dare, named
V Dare.
V as in Vendetta.
Oh, no.
No, no, it's V Dare as in a Virginia Dare.
Oh, okay.
Apparently it was the it's a very anti-immigration group. I think Virginia Dare was like the first like citizen born in the United States or something like, I don't know. Point is, it's a white, like it's a fascist group. Might not necessarily be white supremacist, but they are hard anti-immigration.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other, you know, not so great stuff. And they posted it with like, they have their logo and then Trump Pence below it. And Trump retweeted that today, you know, with that fascist logo.
And you know what, kind of repercussions he will face?
Literally none. Nothing.
Literally none.
Because it's one of those things, like he can easily claim, and I know it, like I'm sure it's true, that he saw the lion, thought it looked neat, and didn't know anything else about it. It's your fucking job to look into it, like, before you start retweeting this shit.
Well, the good thing about Trump is that he doesn't have to apologize anymore. It doesn't matter. Hey, what's that old SNL skit?
Doesn't even matter anymore.
It doesn't matter, apparently. Trump can do whatever he wants to get away with it. The other thing I wanted to point out about Trump before we get into happier topics is, and this is my favorite tweet of the week. Trump tweeted on yesterday, actually. My God. Every day. Every day there's a new thing you can go. Hey, Kevin, did you hear about this, Kevin? Trump tweeted, I shit you not, I don't want to win for myself. I only want to win for the people. The new, and he tagged them, the new Fox News is letting millions of great people down. We have to start looking for a new news outlet. Fox isn't working for us anymore. Donald Trump posted that.
I mean, no news station should be working for you. That's the whole point of free press.
Fox News, I think it was Brit Hume. I want to say it was Brit Hume. I might be getting that wrong. Replied to it and said, we don't work for you.
And with that tweet, millions of Americans' brains exploded, my grandfather included.
Yeah. A lot of funerals happening this weekend. Very sad.
Very messy.
That's why Trump can't send money to Puerto Rico. He's got to send it to all of the hick counties to protect the old people whose brains exploded. This isn't crazy on so many levels because this is the first time that Donald Trump has flat out said, Fox News works for me. It's as close to state-run TV and state-run media as we can get for now. The big conspiracy theory is that Donald Trump is doing this to create his own news outlet that will basically be state-run, you know, TV. That this will be his way of inching into, well, now we can't even trust Fox. I'm the only news source you can trust. And there are so many people that buy into that, and it's really, really sad. I'm not a big fan of Fox News, first off.
No.
As you are aware.
Yeah.
As everyone that knows me is aware. I don't like news programs in general. I watch them, and I find them entertaining, but I don't always trust them. I especially don't trust Fox News. But I do like some people at Fox News. I like Shepard Smith. I like Chris Wallace. I like Brit Hume on occasion. I sometimes like Neil Cavuto. Not always. They're the ones that seem to get the most uppity with Donald Trump, and they're the ones he hates the most. Like Fox and Friends, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Janine Peru. I don't know what her name is. I don't really care. They're all just straight up lapdogs of Donald Trump. They're not journalists. They're entertainers. And I'm surprised that some of those people at Fox still have their jobs until now. And now it almost seems like Fox is kind of pushing back on Trump a little bit and going, no, we're a news organization. We'll do what we want. But you know that this kind of bravery isn't going to last long before Fox News is licking his boot again. I wouldn't be surprised if this morning, if on Fox and Friends, they didn't just have an entire dedication hour to how amazing he is. Do you remember a couple weeks ago we watched the John Oliver segment with the guy from what country was it from? Where they showed how the media portrays him.
Uh-huh.
And
the giant cake and yeah. what he doesn't want to be seen.
Yeah, and it's I forget who it was, and I can't pronounce
people
his name.
People think he's dead. People thought he was dead, so they sent out a video of him like doing donuts next to a
volcano.
Giant, yeah. And all this
have
stuff
you not
is
seen
like,
this?
No.
Yeah.
This guy's totally alive.
They show a clip of him riding like a bike toward targets and shooting them as he rides by to show how good he is.
Like
he,
super slow.
He bowls perfect strikes to show how great he is at sports. He's a DJ. Like they portray him as the most glorious bastard that's ever lived. And we're not far from Trump having that here in America. And the fact that there are still lapdogs out there that eat this shit up with a spoon, man, it boggles my mind, and it makes me so depressed sometimes I can't even blink.
I mean, what's happening?
Don't blink, Jesse.
What's happening in Brazil is also pretty depressing.
Yeah, it is.
The world is a dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire.
The world is a dumpster fire.
Allie, what's happening in Brazil?
The Amazon rainforest is being still destroyed. Burning. And the president, I don't know what his official title is.
President.
He
dictator.
He basically says he doesn't care.
He says he won't stop the fires until France apologizes.
Macron apologizes.
Despite the fact that they were going to donate money to put out the fires, but because he doesn't like him, he's not taking it.
Well, that's the official explanation. The actual explanation is that he wants the fires to burn the
forest.
So
that he can sell the land to cattle owners. Yeah,
right.
Even though that will just completely destroy our planet.
Well, stop breathing. Maybe if you millennials didn't breathe so goddamn much.
You know, all the air and avocado toast.
Just acting like we're so entitled to oxygen.
Yeah.
So I want to give a quick shout out to Fox News over there for, like, I don't know what's going on, and I'm sure it won't last, but I just want you to, I want you to know I like it. When Donald Trump is pissed at you now, that means you're doing something right. Whenever Trump TV launches, because they had a Trump TV. Do you remember Trump TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was very much, this is the only news you can trust. But it was so niche that it only went out to very specific people. And at this point, Donald Trump is rich enough, he could, allegedly, he could buy his own network. And, I mean, Rupert Murdoch did it. Why couldn't Donald Trump?
He could probably figure out a way to make it like the government buys this channel, like, so he doesn't have to spend it.
But you say he could find a way. The way he would find it is he would just do it. He would make the government
write an executive order that says that there is now, like, this channel is now a national channel that all Americans get.
Don't give him ideas.
And then Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and the other Republican lapdogs will come out of the woodwork and they'll say how this is bad. You shouldn't do this, Mr. Trump. We're disappointed in you. But then they'll vote for it with a little heart next to it.
Well, with an executive order, they don't have to vote for it.
Oh, that's true. With executive order, they just kind of shake their finger at him and go, they wag their finger and go like, you shouldn't have done that. And then they're nudging each other laughing,
just giggling, like
asking where they can get their shares.
Speaking of Shepard Smith, I want to also say he put out a video. I saw on this one site that I watch more on YouTube. It's Brian Tyler Cohen. I have no idea who he is, but he would always pop up in my subscription feed as like, you should watch this. And he basically just plays clips and he does like a minute or two where he responds to it. And I actually subscribe to him. I find his views interesting. He's very handsome. I like his suit. So he posted about this when they were talking about how Trump doesn't lie. Shepard Smith on Fox News pointed out that Trump, I don't remember how many times he said it last week, but he said it multiple times, that there's new wall being built, that it's being built at an incredible pace, and it'll be done soon. And Shepard Smith pointed out that there is absolutely zero new wall being built. If you're listening and you're a Trump supporter and you're like, build the wall and all that, listen to me. I know you don't like me. Why the fuck are you still listening to this show? But hear me plainly, please. There is no new wall being built. All of the stuff that they've done on the wall since Trump said he would help it is just reinforcing places that were weak over time or structures that needed to be fixed
up.
Stuff
that was already in place.
It's maintenance. Yeah.
There has been no new wall built. Zero. Zero fucking zero. Are you listening? This man is a liar. He is a liar. He is a fucking liar. Are you fucking listening to me? All right. Goddamn, someone needs to slap. I wish your moms were still alive so they would slap the shit out of you and tell you to stop being such a little dick. Stand up for yourself against this fucking tyrant of a president. And if your mom is still alive, she probably wishes she was dead because she's ashamed of you. And if she agrees with you, then I wish she was dead.
Oh. All right.
Jesus Christ, Shannon.
Thought we were moving to happier topics.
Happier topics. All right. Happy boys. Happy boys.
Hoping that someone's mother dies.
I mean, what are they going to do? Wish it back? Too late? What are you going to do against me, bitch? All right. Good news. You want some good news?
Yeah.
I would love some good news.
Alex Trebek.
Uh-huh.
He's done with chemo. He's back at work.
Yay!
He said that he's on the mend. His chemotherapy treatments are over. This is a guy that had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So I'm sure that it's never going to... The fight's never going to end, probably. But as of right now,
it could come back in full force because that's what that does sometimes.
But, you know, Alex Trebek is also in his, 70s, I believe, maybe early 80s, but I think late 70s.
Something like that.
So it's not like, I mean, anybody that gets cancer is unfortunate, obviously, but there is something to be said about someone really young getting this stage 4 diagnosis versus a man that's lived a good full life. It's never enough, but it's something at least. So congratulations to Alex Trebek. I always loved him. Mm-hmm. I always liked him more than Pat Sajak. Never could stand Pat Sajak. I'm not going to lie. A little troll man. I don't
who
care.
Who actually liked Pat Sajak?
What's that?
I said, who actually liked Pat Sajak?
I liked Vanna White.
You know, that's fair.
I still like Vanna White. The motherfucker of the week. I don't know.
79 for the record.
Ah, Trebek?
Yes.
That sounds about right. Jesse, who's my motherfucker of the week? Because, like, I don't know. I don't have one. I was so wrapped up in Trump's tweets, but by law, I said Trump can never win motherfucker of the week.
That's true.
Because he's got the lifetime achievement award.
What about the former Miss Nevada?
I was going to say, we could talk about, like, from the story on the pre-show, like, the two guys are having a shootout in a neighborhood that resulted in the death of an 8-year-old child.
Seven-year-old
child.
Yeah, but that's almost too sad. You know, like, I hate that. I feel like I'm trivializing it when I make him the motherfucker of the week.
You know, that's fair. That's entirely fair.
Allie, tell us about Miss Nevada.
So, I forget her name.
Doesn't matter.
That's fine. Yeah. She was Miss Nevada. She was going to the Miss America pageant.
Miss USA. Or was it Miss America?
Miss America.
It's the one Trump doesn't own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she got stripped of her title because she refused to make a separate Facebook for her political views.
And guess what her political views are?
I have a feeling I know.
One of her... This is a woman. One of her tweets... I mean, we saw multiple news articles with screenshots.
I get it. Okay, you're spending way too much time focusing on that one off joke I made. Please, go on.
But one of them just said, birth control is not a right. Men have to pay for condoms. You can pay for birth control.
Because that's how that works.
Birth control's a lot more expensive.
Birth control is also a prescribed medication.
Yeah, you can't just buy it.
To prevent actual medical issues, not just to prevent pregnancy. And she made something else about Espen suicide. Just pretty much said it's suicide, okay, whatever you want to say, Hillary Clinton, and tagged Hillary.
Her name is, by the way, her name's Katie Williams.
Yes. And then whenever they said, because they have a strict no political clause in their, like, thing of being a Miss whatever. And they asked her create a separate Facebook, one for your Miss Nevada, and then one that is just you, and you can share whatever political opinion you have. And she refused. And then they stripped her of the title, and then she was talking about how...
My freedom of speech.
Yes.
My freedoms.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't taking away the freedom, they just didn't want it associated with their organization.
Yeah, she can absolutely wear that hat.
Yeah. No, that's one of those things that always, like, makes me really angry. Like, bitch, did you get arrested for it?
We just had this conversation was it Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, we just had this discussion on Tuesday with Asa and Dalton about... the difference between censorship and just repercussions for what you did.
Yeah.
Like, no one's stopping you from wearing that hat. No one's stopping you from being a Trump supporter. I'm not stopping anybody from being a Trump supporter. If you want to come on this show and debate me on Trump, I will welcome you on the show. We can talk about Donald Trump. You can tell me your reasons, and I'll tell you why you're a fucking waste of time. That's fine. We can do that.
I like how you want to do this, like, you know, like, we'll be friendly to you, and then just wham!
I will be friendly to them until they say something stupid.
And then he will break and do his best not to break them.
We could also point out, we mentioned it on Tuesday, I'll mention it again, but there was and this is really sad for me, the guy that, I don't know his name, the guy that developed or helped develop the Oculus Rift was accused today of sexual assault by someone that worked in the VR field. That it was at a show a couple years ago, a trade show, I think, or an expo, and they were waiting in line to test out this VR stuff. He told her, I've got this VR stuff back at my hotel. She said it wasn't uncommon because the night before she had spent the day with other people in another hotel testing out stuff. So she went back. It was just the two of them. She put the VR headset on, and while the VR headset was on, he put his hand up her skirt and felt on her. She said she was too afraid to say anything, so she just kind of awkwardly let it happen and then left, which my my infantile brain, the first thing I think of is, hey, if you don't want anyone to do something, tell them to stop. That should be the first thing you do. But as I've grown a little bit,
you can freeze in a moment.
And plus, as she explained, he was a big wig. I mean, this dude is like one of the four on the forefront of like VR technology, and she was just a startup. So she was afraid of what would happen, you know, career wise. And the reason I mentioned that, of me saying my first thought was, you should say something. And the reason I mentioned that is because there are a lot of people out there that think like I do, that have those same thought processes of, woman gets touched inappropriately, doesn't say anything about it, therefore it's her fault, or you at least think she should have said something. I say that because for those people out there that believe that and that think like that, you're not right. You may have been wired to think that because that person didn't say anything that they're partly responsible, but you're not right about that. There are circumstances that you don't understand, and unless you're in that position, you will never understand. And I want people that think that way, like I did, to open your mind up a little bit and try to be a little bit more understanding of these situations, and that just because you have this belief does not mean it's right. Because I, 5 years ago, would have said, well, if she didn't say anything, how the fuck was he supposed to know? You know? But that's not correct. So I just want to point that out.
Because it's one of those things you just got to kind of think, like, you know, maybe you don't, like, just start putting your hand up a girl's skirt. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Let's not start there.
When Terry Crews freezes up when a guy grabs his junk, Terry Crews, the biggest, strongest man in history, the Black Hercules.
The Black Hercules.
Black He-Man. You know, if Terry Crews can freeze up like that, then anybody can freeze up and yeah, it's a thing. So,
there's a lot of reasons why someone won't try and stop the situation.
Yeah.
They will just try it and do their best to stay calm and get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, because like with Terry Crews' situation, like that would have been the end of his career. Like he suddenly would have just been, yeah, it was a director or something like that. Because it wasn't Weinstein. No,
he didn't like the men. He really liked the women, unfortunately.
But I mean, it was a guy that grabbed him. But yeah, it was a director of some kind of executive. And it was early in his career.
Right.
And he knew that, like, if he did anything, like, if he tried to get angry or physical with a guy, then, like, suddenly he's just big, angry black man.
Yeah, well, that's why all the women that Weinstein assaulted didn't say anything, because they, like you said, that was their career. This dude's huge in the movie industry.
And could ruin them.
You cross him, you get crossed off. And I imagine this woman had the same feeling, because this is her field. This is a guy that's the head of her field. She says something, what's going to happen to her?
Yeah, you know, she's done.
Career-wise.
Like, there's...
Oh, I did have another. Oh, sorry, Ali, if you want to go ahead.
There's also just in a moment like that, if you are able to get out of the situation without having to say no and it get violent in any way, it's very easy to feel like that's the way you want to get out of it at the beginning.
Basically, they won't say no because of the implication.
Well, yeah. Wait, so you're gonna? These girls aren't in any danger, Jesse.
Of course they're not. But there's the
implication. Is it okay to laugh at that?
No, it's like, not. I probably should. That's a joke I probably shouldn't have made.
No, it's an It's Always Sunny joke. We all love It's Always Sunny, but
yeah, no. I want to go back to. I have another offer up for the motherfucker of the week.
Oh, I got two more. So
goddamn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was gonna point out CNN real quick.
You bastard!
I know, right?
Was that one of yours?
No. What they do.
Okay, so you know that Andrew Yang is one of the candidates that I pretty heavily support. Like,
yeah, you're part of the Yang Gang.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Sure, why not?
It's what he says, hashtag Yang Gang.
No, I know. Make America think harder. Math.
People's brains hurts.
So anyway, I like Andrew Yang a lot. So CNN posted a poll. And they posted a poll of the top six, like, Democratic candidates. It was at a college. And Yang polled at 3%. But instead of putting Yang on there, they put on Beto O'Rourke polling at 1%. Like, and because they put them in order. And in the number six spot, like, O'Rourke got it instead of Yang, who was polling 2% higher than O'Rourke.
Did they give any reason for that?
No. They also posted like pictures later of like Democratic candidates that are coming up that have qualified for September. They put up candidates that aren't even that didn't qualify for that debate and dropped out, but they left Yang out like explicitly. They're also posting like videos and stuff of other candidates and completely left Yang out of it. And CNN has since apologized for it, but like what the hell?
There's also, I posted this on my Facebook. I know it's a very political sounding show tonight. I apologize. But one thing you hear about Democrats all across the board is how much they're sick of old white people being in charge.
I saw this. Yeah,
they're sick of old white people being in charge. We're tired of Donald Trump. We're tired of old white people. It's time to be progressive and all that. And then you look at the polls, the most recent polls, the top three candidates are in order, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. Three of the oldest, whitest white people.
Elizabeth Warren's not that old.
And she's not that white. Isn't she part Native American? Oh, bang, 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 Trump joke. Okay. They call her Pocahontas, I hear.
God damn. Yeah, Trump sure did. Regardless. Yeah, no. Boy, I do not like that Biden is winning so many polls.
They think Biden can beat Trump. That's the only reason he's winning.
I mean, he probably could, but I don't know how much better. No, Biden would absolutely be significantly better than Trump.
Jesse, that water bottle in front of you would be better than Trump.
Yeah. No, Trump is, I'm sorry. I don't know where that thought process is going. Biden is way better than Trump.
No, but it's just, it's sad that those are your choices. That in a world of we need progression, we're tired of this old thinking, you have the same old shit.
Because Kamala Harris has dropped out now.
She's not dropped out. She's dropped down. Gillibrand dropped out. Gillibrand. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce her name. She dropped out, and another one dropped out. But Harris, as far as I can tell, is still in the race.
Yeah, I thought she had dropped out of it.
She might as well.
After the stuff about like her career as a prosecuting attorney came out, mid-debate, she has just really suffered in the polls.
Yeah, no, she's still in it.
Okay. There's no way she's going to get it at this point.
But she's losing people left and right that support her.
Yeah. Because that came out like mid-debate. Like, I think I've talked about it on the show before.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
Yeah. Just the quick version, then mid-debate dropped a bomb that she was withholding evidence that would have gotten, set a man free that was on death row.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Yeah, that happened more than once. So,
well, she's a prosecutor.
Yeah,
like no offense, but prosecutors aren't always good.
No, like that. I mean, that's her job, but at the same, like her job is to prosecute. But
most of them are looking for conviction, not justice. Not most of them. That's unfair. I want to apologize to prosecutors because I'm sure there's plenty of them that are good, but there are some prosecutors that are looking for a conviction for a ratio or a rate, not for actual justice.
Yeah, it's for their numbers.
For the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's GameStop all over again.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that and like on top of a few other things that Kamala Harris has done that's just not great. Because like they dropped that mid-debate, and I remember like I was watching it with my roommate, and I just looked at him like, that can't be true, right? And he was like, and he just equally shocked, like, it
stoned out of his mind.
No.
No clue what was happening.
What?
I don't know. He heard Kamala and thought it was the Ugandan giant.
or I guess it's Kamala.
I guess Kamala. I call her Kamala. Not as a joke, but I'm a wrestling fan. So when I see that name, my first thought is Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
Mm-hmm. I think Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel.
I don't think I ever knew her first. Yeah, I knew her first name was Kamala. I just didn't think of it.
Yeah. And then the her little end thing at the end of the book is holla at Kamala.
Well, you just made me not a fan of Kamala Khan.
No, so, that's it's
congratulations.
It's the writer that did it. That's the letters to the editor
telling
me the
Kamala Khan
comics?
Is not a real person. This girl can't actually stretch or whatever she does. What does she do?
She can stretch and shrink. She's like, think
they
Mr.
They have like eight heroes that can do that. What
Seriously.
Does she bring to the table?
Think Mr. Fantastic, but she can actually like increase her size and decrease her size as opposed to just stretch.
So Ant-Man mixed with Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, a little bit.
The Fantastic Ant.
Because she can like stretch out her fist and make it huge and just bash people with it. She can also, she has regenerative abilities.
So do you think Mr. Fantastic could also shrink to small size or gigantic?
Because
he could stretch his body out, right?
He could stretch his body out and like he can make everything like super thin. Like he can, but it's still just like.
It's proportionate.
Stretching. Yeah.
So he could stretch up really high.
Because
though,
like.
And he would basically be a sheet of paper.
Yeah. Because like the craziness of her ability is that she can generate and remove mass. They go through it in a storyline of how she does it, but. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure to check that out.
No, you won't. But come on, like Miss Marvel is a really good comic book.
Well, she's got a show coming to Disney Plus.
She
23.
Does, that's awesome. She's such a cool character.
Oh, and the last one we talked about on Tuesdays, the one I was going to mention again, is the people behind Ion Fury. But we talked about that on Tuesday, so go back and listen to it. But the short of it is that, do you know this game, Ion Fury?
No.
So this is a game that used to be called Ion Maiden. Ion Maiden. And then Iron Maiden sued them, said you can't use that name. So they changed it to Ion Fury instead. And it was this really cool game that's gotten great reviews, and everyone loved it until it came out that the developers behind it, they have like a Discord channel, and they were making like transphobic comments and very, very offensive. And then in the game, there is a shampoo or face wash or something. It's called O-Gay instead of Olay. Get it? O-Gay. And there's also a hidden text in the game you can find that just says fag bag. So these people, and the main developer's name, he goes by Terminix or something. I don't know. I don't care. He's a piece of shit. He's probably the motherfucker. But he apologized. They apologized. They were going to donate money to the Trevor Project. Said this should have never happened. You know, we're so sorry, et cetera, et cetera. Well,
skip forward
a couple days later. They retracted and said, we will absolutely never censor our games because of the boohoo snowflakes or whatever. They still donated the money to the Trevor Project. But they refuse to take it out because it's censorship, and they refuse to do it. They will not be pushed around by people. So they left it all in the game. So now the game is getting review bombed on Steam by not only the people who are pissed that they retracted their statement, but by the people that were pissed that they were going to remove it in the first place. So you have one side saying, you're catering to snowflakes. I'm never going to support you. And you have the other side saying, you were going to do something good. You're sensitive. You're being pieces of shit. I'm never going to support you. So they're getting hit from both sides, and deservedly so. Fuck those guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That, what a shitty way to be.
Yeah.
We're sorry. 5 minutes later, like, the fuck that. No, well, yeah, give my dick up.
They probably started getting review bombed, and they're like, oh, shit. Retract. Because they would only apologize because, you know, they got caught.
Well, the Terminix guy sounded like he was actually proud of the joke. And he called it gaming's most controversial face wash. If the pinnacle of your fucking creative mind is O-Gay, Jesus Christ.
Just give up.
Just give up. Go back to mom's basement, I guess. That's where they live. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't fucking care. All right, so that's the show. What? Are you being Tina and just being awkward?
Always.
So this does not interest Jesse, but it will interest the ladies on the table. At the table. At the table. At the table. This week, World of Warcraft unleashed their classic servers. And if you're like us, you've played
level six.
You played for a little bit. I have not played. Matt Sism was like, how many hours have you lost to sleep to the game? And so far, none.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want to play it. It's just like,
because I can't afford to lose more sleep.
I can't afford to lose sleep. Yeah.
I just don't understand like why people are so excited about WoW Classic. Okay, did they have the...
I never got to play it.
She never got to play WoW Classic. So, this is a whole new experience for her.
Yeah. Right.
So I've got a few questions for you.
I would love to field those questions for you, Jesse Kimball.
All right. Because I did play WoW Classic. You know, when it wasn't classic, it was just WoW.
And by the way, before you start, I told this to Bob. Imagine how funny it is when WoW came out originally. It was such a casual game. It was heralded as the MMO everyone can play. Your grandma plays it. It's so casual. Somehow, 15 years later, the game is easier than it was then. And now WoW Classic is considered difficult. That's how stupid we've gotten in the past 15 years. It's simple. Now, please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So WoW Classic. So this is it an exact, like completely exact recreation?
Yes.
Yes.
Textures and everything.
Okay. So on that front, when you go to your graphics quality, there is an option when you slide it up and down that one of the presets is classic. If you set it to that, that is how the like world looked at the time period. However, the character models and stuff are all classic. You cannot change that. So even though you can slide the graphics up to look like with better lighting and stuff like it is in today's game, you cannot change the character models or the textures in the game. Those are all classic, which, yeah, it's kind of cool and also kind of a bummer because I there is something to be said about playing as my old character, like that same old look that he had.
Yeah.
But at the same time, boy, the character models look so much better in the newer version.
They really do.
Oh.
All right. And then the other big, so that was one of the big things where I was like, I don't know if I want to go back to the old textures because the new ones look so much better. The other thing,
it's okay, it's just the upstairs people. They're not good people.
Looking for group. Is there still like any kind of looking for group features, or is it back at the goddamn meeting stone?
We haven't got that far.
But I can tell you that I hope you enjoy the meeting stone.
God damn it. No, I'm not touching it. I'm not fucking touching it. What? Trying to go through a dungeon back in WoW Classic was fucking possible.
You had to group up with randos. That happened a lot. And the good thing is that Lindsay and Alethea and I play. So you would have a preset group already for the most part.
Did any of you play healer?
Yes.
She played healer.
I rolled a priest.
She did, because I made her. Well, no, she wanted. No. To be fair. She wanted to.
I volunteered it.
She volunteered it because
I honestly rolled my character name because I did the early rolls for names and stuff that way without him even saying anything.
I mentioned that. I was like, we need a healer. And I would do healer because, as you know, when you and I play games together, I always roll healer.
It's true.
And I those Heroes of the Storm days.
Oh, that was good times.
Fucking classic.
Medic and Varian.
Yes.
Oh.
Just, all right, Jesse, go.
Lawnmower time, baby.
she picked healer. Allie is a warlock, and I'm a warrior. So we kind of have, you know, we have the DPS. We have the Trinity, DPS, tank, healer. And this game, you need it, because I forgot how hard the monsters were in this game. Like, we were in a low-level area fighting kobolds in that first cave near Goldshire.
They were also 1 to 2 levels higher than we were.
Yeah, but in New WoW, that shit don't matter.
No,
My problem on this is I have gotten used to my mana not running out.
Mana runs out.
And my mana was running out.
My life was running out because those kobolds hit really hard. And in the new game, whenever you hit like an ability as a warrior, I hit an ability and I automatically do it. Well, in the old WoW, it queues.
Yeah.
So you have to wait for your next swing and then it'll do it. And it takes some getting used to. But there's something about it. And I was on chat. These guys went to bed and I went back and played without them. No offense. But all I did was run around mining because I wanted to like make armor and stuff. And I was just in chat and I was asking people, I was like, so with all of the advancements that it's made in World of Warcraft and there's so much more content and all that, why are we here? Like, what makes it want to come back here? And everybody was just like, I don't know. There's just a thing. It feels
nostalgia.
It feels better.
It was like nostalgia.
It's more of a challenge.
It's definitely that.
It's more of a challenge. Well, it feels like a game.
Because New WoW wants you to get to... There's so much in-game content.
Right.
So a New WoW, like, now that it's out, because, yeah, you mentioned there's a fuckload of content.
Yeah.
They just want to be... They want to help you get to in-game as quickly as possible.
Yeah, because everybody else is already there.
Right. So you want to be able to get up there and get going. And, like, I kind of like that. WoW Classic makes sense because, you know, there's no expansions or anything like that. You just kind of go through it. But and it is really cool for people that haven't, you know, didn't get to see the world as it came out. And I do kind of hope that they add like optional expansions to WoW Classic
after a time.
Yeah, so that you can, you know, eventually experience like Burning Crusade
before
as it happened.
Cataclysm.
Yeah, because this is pre-Cataclysm. So
Cataclysm was epic.
That was a world changer, literally.
Yeah. Like, so much shit changed in Cataclysm. It was so cool to go back in and see, like, you know, all of the stuff going on. You see Deathwing just flying around.
Oh, that was and you cool. have complete like areas that, mm-hmm. like, the gorges that you would have to go down in that are completely full of water now.
Yeah.
And there's quests under those water, and you see all of the ruined buildings and everything.
Go to Ashenvale, and the Ashenvale forest is, like, broken up, and you have to, like, jump
fire.
From cliff to cliff. Yeah. So it's nice. I really like going. I think what I like most about it is going back to a simpler time when there were no flying mounts. It feels more fantasy now without all of the crazy shit.
You can't
shit
get a mount until level 40.
Right, and it's super expensive. Yeah, Allie's eyes just peeked up. She's like, "Wait, 40?"
Yeah, no, you ain't getting that. You ain't getting that horror. And hunters start with pets now. That's not a thing back then.
That's why everybody picks warlock. Fuck, she does get a horse automatically.
Oh yeah, she does at 40.
Warlock and
I should have picked a paladin.
It's a dreadsteed.
Son of a bitch.
Oh yeah, you fuckers probably motherfucking squares went alliance, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I ain't jumping
I picked
in this
the
bullshit.
Warlock because that's the horde. That was the only human I had. And you told me to
there
not
ain't no
pick.
Blood elves in vanilla.
No,
and
ain't.
He gets mad when I play trolls.
Well, yeah, because that's ugly. You're not ugly. You're pretty.
Yeah, but I want to be an orc. Well, I don't want to be undead.
No, if I play, it's going to be undead.
I know.
Oh, undead. Like, undead is my favorite race in Warcraft.
Yeah, the Forsaken. Well, you know what? I would be more likely.
I like the lore on the Forsaken.
I'll say I would be more likely to play a Forsaken. And if you did come back, I would play Forsaken in Classic because it was before the Forsaken got just like overtly evil. Because it gets to a point where they're just like fucking assholes. And I get they're assholes anyway, but they're more sympathetic in Classic.
Yeah, Sylvanas just kind of like really takes a hard fuck you turn.
She turns. She turns hard.
She turns real hard.
Which cool on them that they set it up for so many years of her and the Forsaken becoming more and more evil to the point that then she becomes like this monster.
Yeah.
But I prefer Classic. I like the storyline. I like the characters. Anduin's a little kid again.
I like the areas for the undead in the original.
I like the areas in general.
Those are my favorite areas.
Yeah.
Like the all the undead territory is my favorite areas in Warcraft.
There's something to say about going from Northshire Abbey to Goldshire to Westfall. And like,
you forgot about Red Ridge.
Although, fuck Red Ridge.
You have to go to Red Ridge before you can get to Westfall.
No, you don't. Westfall's now. It's time for Westfall right now.
No, it isn't.
Red Ridge is after Westfall.
You are level 6, sir.
Westfall is before Red Ridge.
No, it's not, because they send you over to that bridge where you have to help people with the Murlocs, and then you're over there.
But you also have a mission to go defend the Westward Garrison, which is over at
Westfall. Well, we'll find out when we play more, because I don't remember.
Tell me about Westfall.
I rolled exactly one Alliance character before the Warg, so I know almost nothing about Alliance territories.
Alliance, look.
I like the Alliance territory.
My problem with playing the Horde is I'm a very role-playing kind of guy. Like, I like to get into my character. Some people can get into the Horde because they have more of a combat, I just want to fuck everything up, crush enemy feel. But I like the romanticism of it and the living life as this, like, knight. That's always been cool to me. So I can't do that as an orc. I can't go to the goddamn Darkmoon Fair as an undead and throw rings at turtles. That's not something a zombie would do. Fuck that water bottle. It was unimportant to me. I destroyed it with my anger.
I'm a big fan of undead. I always had, like, my very first character in Warcraft was an undead warlock.
We played undead for quite a bit originally, because we played with my cousin Casper. We would play. He was a warlock, undead warlock. Bob played as a Tauren. Of course. That's just like the most natural fit I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. He probably played a goddamn Tauren druid, didn't he?
I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Because like I had a Tauren that I liked quite a bit, and I had an orc that I liked quite a bit.
Yeah, the orcs aren't bad, but again, I do miss those new artwork.
Oh, the new textures? Yeah.
Yeah, the character models and stuff were very nice. But I'm excited to go through the classic world again. I would rather play it than New WoW. Because New WoW is cool. Like, we're in the Legion expansion right now. We're doing it again.
Because it's okay. It's just giving me time when you guys aren't home. I go to New WoW and work on my paladin.
I'm working on achievements.
Yeah, that's what I used to do.
I'm working on the classic PvP.
I want a title.
WoW classic
PvP. You still
don't
have a title?
Nope.
She has no titles.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I have the Explorer.
I had a shitload of PvP titles.
I want the crazy cat lady, but
you have a lot of cats
to
get.
No, your titles will get bigger.
Not touching it.
Allie, the look on Allie's face is really selling that. WoW Classic PvP was one of my, like, that's the reason I first rolled a priest. Was because of classic PvP. Like, warlocks are really good in PvP, but shadow priests in PvP back in the day? Holy crap.
I'm curious about how they'll do some of the classes, because knowing what they know now with the class balances, I wonder if they've changed anything.
What they're nerfing, if anything.
Yeah, because a paladin back in classic was
terrible.
God. What?
Until they updated it.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, are they going to have the original paladin? Are they going to have, or are they going to be like, well, we made these changes.
Yeah, because paladin at release was just awful.
But,
and then they changed paladin to make.
I don't know.
Busted.
We watched quite a few paladin getting their butts kicked by those cabals.
Well, yeah, because like just said, like original low level paladins are kind of useless anyway.
Yeah.
But you get to a point. I remember the turn Bob was playing a paladin, and he got to be so good that he just soloed everything.
Yeah, level 20 dungeons are no problem for paladins.
And
like
I chose Warrior because that's my favorite class, and I had the most fun with it. I want to jump into the PvP. On New WoW, I have the title of Sergeant. I have Private, and I have Sergeant, because you could get titles based on your military rank back then. They don't have that anymore. So people that join WoW now will never get that title, and I'm really proud of it. But I always regretted not getting further because I got to sergeant.
I didn't want to play PvP.
She didn't want to play PvP, so I didn't play PvP anymore. But I'm really excited to jump back into PvP and to get those titles.
Because I know I got past sergeant. I don't remember where I got to, though.
I forget where it goes up. Because some of the shit that you get now in WoW, before, you had to earn. Like Tabards, like Stormwind Tabards and stuff like that. There were special Tabards you could only get through
PvP. You had to have a certain amount of renown, like, yeah, that you earn in PvP that you could get them. And then that would also, like, then boost your renown. It was kind of cool.
Like, if you notice on my Alliance character in New WoW, I wear a Stormwind Tabard. Mm-hmm. But it's not a Stormwind Tabard you can get.
It's one he earned.
It's one I earned through the PvP ranks.
I've always heard that word as tabard.
I always heard Tabard. I don't think you could... I think they're both right. It's potato.
Yeah, anyway. You know? For the people,
I say potato.
I don't know which one is right, but I felt like I should say that for there's someone at home that's cringing, or there's a bunch more people that just cringed when I said tabard.
I don't think I've ever heard tabard.
I you know what I'm talking about,
though. Yeah, no, everybody knows exactly what we're talking about. It's not an important correction at all.
I am sad that on rolling new characters, I missed a perfect opportunity.
Oh, yeah?
To pull in Voltron stuff, and I could just been, I'm a paladin. I'm a paladin.
You're only level 6.
I know I can make another one, but it's taken us like 4 hours to get to level 6. But
part of that was because if you've seen that image that's going around of
the line.
Yeah, one of the very first enemies you have to kill, like not a boss, but he's a named character. It's Garrick Padfoot. I'll never forget that name. Well, you still have to kill him. But when everyone was at launch day trying to kill the guy, there's a picture of a gigantic line like on Black Friday heading out the forest. And it was absolutely true. We played...
Jesse, you remember with our Blood Elves, that one guy?
I was about to say, yeah, Burning Crusade was another similar issue. Whenever that first launched,
there's a guy.
Yeah, there was a boss at the top of the tower. That you had to kill to, like, before you could move on to the next area. And like there was a literal line going like circling down this tower.
He wouldn't even get his line out. It'd be like the first two words.
And then all of a sudden, nothing would be talking still.
And the enemies kept respawning on like parts of the tower and like people waiting. Line kept having to kill like random enemies.
So it's the same thing now. This first guy, that poor bastard, every time he woke up, he would just die immediately.
And there was just a pile of dead bodies.
Well, especially like you get people like the line is not civilized. Once you get like towards the like front of the line, you're trying to steal that kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened.
It was pretty civilized.
It was pretty civilized because we grouped up with two random people because there was a giant crowd around the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're going to be here all night. So I got two people into our group, and then other people were trying to like get the kill. And I eventually started directing traffic. I'm like, all right, who needs a kill? Who needs a group invite? All right, you invite you. And they started working together. And eventually, like, it kind of worked out. We all got our kills and we left. So
we were still sitting there for like 15 minutes, but.
But we were like laughing. We were all joking around with each other. So the people that played WoW 15 years ago, a lot of them that were in their, you know, 15 and 16 year olds are now adults like we are. And so we're a little bit more mature and we can all laugh and have fun with it. Whereas back then it was like, stop fucking killing my steel, bitch.
Yeah. And people were apologizing right and left for accident. Like, say I'm casting on something to do it and someone that has a physical attack runs up and hits it and then my cast goes.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell unless you're looking at that other person, seeing their character.
And it's no longer shared kills.
Yeah.
So it's back to the old way of whoever hits it first gets the credit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of frustrating. Yeah. But again,
wait, I thought it was just whoever killed it got the credit.
No, like, no whoever the first
they changed
hit.
It to that. Eventually they changed it. I believe they changed it to whoever like did the most damage. And then eventually it was just shared.
Yeah.
So like if you because were hitting it and I ran in, then we would both get credit.
Yeah. There was one era of World of Warcraft, I remember this pretty distinctly, that whoever got the last hit got credit.
I don't doubt you. I believe you.
We've
and I think
played
that's
off and on for so long.
But you got to remember, it's been 15 years.
Which
no, that's
just
fair.
Crazy to think about.
And Allie was only alive for what? You've only been alive 2 years since Warcraft started?
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I mean, in fairness, that game came out in...
2004.
Was it 2004? Because I thought it was earlier
or
than
2003?
That even.
Well, since it's the 15th anniversary.
Maybe four, yeah. Yeah, I was a junior in college.
I was
in high school.
I was,
or I was a sophomore, depending on when in the year it came out.
I was probably wasting time. Let's be honest. Being a writer.
Yeah. All I know is we had some friends in college. They're like, we're going to GameStop to go get this game. We're like, okay, cool. We don't care. And then we didn't see them until the beginning of the next week.
I went to GameStop to. I've told the story online when Lindsay posted that 15th anniversary video. I went to GameStop to buy Final Fantasy 1 and 2 on Game Boy Advance. I went there for that, and Lee Hodges was working, and he was like, you know, hey, dude, you play Warcraft? I can't do Lee's voice, but imagine that's Lee Hodges. And I was like, I have no idea what World of Warcraft is, man. And he's telling me about it, and I'm like, oh, it sounds like Ultima Online, which was my obsession at the time. And I was like, no, I'm just here to get Final Fantasy. Just get Warcraft. And I was like, well, I don't really. And he just put it in my hands, just get it. So I did, and I took it home, and like I went out the next morning, and I looked outside, and it was 2 years later. And I was like, holy shit.
What year is it?
I had a beard, and it was crazy. And World of Warcraft has been like a member of my family ever since. Sometimes I go see it, sometimes I don't. You know, it just depends on the month. But I'm having fun with Classic.
Every time there's new expansion, I usually like to just jump back in for a little while.
We beat every expansion, yeah. Yeah. But, I am legitimately more excited for the run from 1 to 60 than I have been for the expansions. Even though they add so much more content, there's just something about that original WoW that no hand-holding. Things that you would think you would miss, I don't. Like, they don't tell you where to go for quests. You can't go to your map, and then there's a dot that says,
luckily,
here.
We've done some of these quests so many times, we already know where to go.
But, like, when we did the Garrick Padfoot quest, I went to a tent where I thought he was. There was this girl there killing people, and I grouped up with her. I'm like, hey, you want to join us so we can get this over with? She's like, okay. And then we're waiting. I'm like, yeah, so where is he? Like, he's not here.
You're in the wrong spot.
And I went, oh, shit, yeah, he's over there, isn't he? And then Lindsay's like, yeah, there's a line over here. This is probably him. So I prefer that. I like not knowing exactly where to go. You actually have to read quests instead of just skipping through them.
The
constantly.
Only thing I'm not happy with is the fact you have to actually go in and select your quest to track it.
Like, yeah.
I miss the auto track. I will say that.
You're going to have to run most places because there aren't flight paths every 4 feet. There's flight paths in like the major cities, and that's pretty much it. There's a couple spots outside of the major cities.
Yeah, they added so many flight paths like as that game went on, which in fairness, the world kept getting bigger and bigger.
Right, and people were just getting lazier and lazier. Like, but
it, well, I mean, it has less to do with the laziness and more to do with, it's like I said earlier, like
fast track.
Yeah, you want to get to end game as soon as possible because, like you said, everybody else is already there. And back then, like I said, I think I've mentioned this on the show before. I remember back when I was playing WoW Classic that you could buy online a guide that instructed you, and this was not a cheap guide. It was like going for $150, like $100 to $150. How to get to level 60 in 30 days. Like
then came the gold sellers. Then came the power leveling.
Because that was 30 days was like getting to level 60 in 30 days in World of Warcraft back in Classic, unheard of.
I mean, you can't do it.
It's so hard. Like you basically that has to be your life.
At the rate we're going, we won't hit 60 for months.
That like
it, you know? Yeah, especially when holiday season hits again, we ain't gonna have time to do anything.
Oh, I will.
Because usually
I'll bring my laptop here.
I don't have that luxury. Well,
sucks to suck.
Because I think it's like 2.5 months or something like that was what it usually took me to get to 60.
Well, depending on how much you play.
I don't think I ever got an original character
to 60.
No, at least not in just that. Like moving on to the next world. Because like we didn't do raids and stuff and things that way.
Well, you don't have to raid to hit 60. Are you sure you didn't hit 60?
I'm pretty sure on our original server before we switched, I'm pretty sure Staria is still sitting at like 80.
Oh, so you did hit 60 then?
Yes, but as for as long as we had played.
Well, that's later in the game too. We're talking about basic because, all right, the game came out in 2004. You and I met in, well, it's roughly around that.
I moved out here 2005.
Okay, so I started playing a year before you moved out here, but you didn't play originally.
No, because I was not a gamer whatsoever. Yeah,
it took years to get you into it, if I remember correctly. And I'm pretty sure me and Bob played, and I got a character
you
up to
level
60.
You had me try it. I did not like it. Like, I didn't get it. It wasn't my thing. I wasn't into that style of gaming. And then you got me to try it again, I think a few months before, when we learned the Burning Crusade was going to be coming out, you got me playing it, and I finally found a class I liked, and then was excited when the expansion was finally going to come out.
Do you want to play a Squid Goat?
No. I wanted the Blood Elves first. I didn't get interested in playing a Draenei till after the fact.
Fair enough.
But now I really like my Draenei. That's what my paladin is a Draenei.
It's a fetish is what it is.
No, it's not.
With the expansions, also with all the flight paths, now with all the achievement, like exploring and pet battling, you don't want to have to like run to across all those places. The entire, yeah.
But you,
well, that's like
but,
once I got my,
but don't you,
my flying.
Not, isn't that part of the journey?
I just flew over the map to fill it in.
Yeah, but see, that's so much, that's so much easier. So when I played Ultima Online, everyone ran, and they had horses, but everyone ran except for mages. Mages could like cast spells like portals and stuff like that. It's the same thing. And they were special. That made you feel special. And
oh, yeah. It, like, I remember that's how you made gold in the game. Yeah, you like, would easy gold.
People. Yeah. Yeah. But now, in current WoW, everyone can do everything, and there's no jump. Just jump on a griffin. You can be from Stormwind to Ironforge in 5 seconds.
I especially remember when they gave you, like, when they started giving players, like, flying mounts.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so cool.
Well, cool, but at the same time, it took away from the game for me. Like, I like simple. I have fond memories of being in Stormwind and being like, well, I need to get to Ironforge because I have a battle master there or whatever that I need to train my weapon abilities because that's back where you actually have to train your weapon skill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I got to find where my staff
talent trees and all those
I
things.
Had actually completely forgotten those were things.
And
that's
like,
awesome.
And like the hand, like if you don't have a weapon, you actually punch.
Hand stuff. Yeah.
So I would be like, well, I got to get to Ironforge, but I couldn't run to Ironforge. It was so far. So you went to Storm when you took the tram. Mm-hmm. The tram went to Ironforge because you didn't have a flight path to Ironforge because you've never been there before. And in current WoW, you like start with all those flight paths and you can fly over there. And there's just, it feels good.
Because that is something that like between the two games, like something that really kind of disappear, like, or at least in current WoW, something that really has kind of disappeared. Zeppelins, like, nobody uses Zeppelins.
Nobody uses Zeppelins anymore.
But I loved the Zeppelins. Like, there was just something cool about, like, you know, going up to the outpost
to
and
go
jumping
to the
on.
Other.
It's an airship.
Well, I mean, that's basically the same as the boats on the Alliance side.
Yeah, but Zeppelins are cooler.
No, they are.
I take an airship over a boat any day.
But same thing though. How often do you take the boat? Take one of the ships?
Well, because
there's portals everywhere.
Yeah, because everywhere goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So this is a harder, more intricate version of WoW, and I think I like it.
I honestly, if I would have taken everything else, like back to WoW Classic, that would have been great. As long as I didn't have to deal with the goddamned meeting stones. Like, I cannot tell you, like, those are some of my least favorite memories of World of Warcraft. We're trying to find, like, waiting
it's like,
to try and find a
group. I'm on this next spot. I want to go fight Van Cleef, but I can't.
Well, that's why you would just sit, and I don't think there were meeting stones at first. You would just sit out in front of where you needed to be
and
just,
wait for a group to show up.
And you'd be like, hey, you going to fight Van Cleef? You got room for one more? Yeah.
That's fine. I guess we'll pick up this hitchhiker here.
They're just trying to make you interact with each other.
we'll murder them in the cave.
Dungeon Finder is probably my favorite addition to World of Warcraft. Like, of all the features they've added.
In fact,
Dungeon
you pick
Finder.
What you want to run, and then it finds
but
it, you.
But it's also frustrating because for every good thing they put in, they take something out. Like, yeah, I agree. Dungeon Finder is great. Looking for group is great. But they also took out talent trees. I love talent trees.
Yeah, talent trees are awesome.
They took out specializations.
It.
I mean, they took out so many different things that, like, yeah, they streamlined it. They made it where you don't have to look at stats. You don't have
They've
to, like,
even taken think. Away first aid at this point. That was just another, like, profession aid thing
well,
you could
do
on
the
side.
One of the first things I learned in Classic was first aid. And I was in a fight. When I was done, I started bandaging myself. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the way. This is how we used to do things. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We got to get out of here. We're going to go eat some hamburgers. I want you guys, if you want to join us, we're probably going to start a guild on WoW Classic. Because maybe there are people that listen to the podcast that would like to join us in a guild. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Think about Fair
that. Up. I'm bad at typing, so my priest has taken a vow of silence. Don't expect me to talk.
And when she does talk, she misspells words that she speaks somehow.
Exactly.
It's really strange. She's dyslexic.
A little bit.
So we're on the Bloodsail Buccaneers. Bloodsail,
RP server.
Right?
Yes.
Bloodsail Buccaneers. We're on the RP server for WoW Classic, Bloodsail Buccaneers. Shoot us a message on Facebook or whatever. If you're playing, let us know. Join our server. We'll get a guild going eventually, and we'll all do stuff, and it'll be a lot of fun. And then, Jesse, you'll have so many friends. You won't even have to use a meeting stone. You'll have so many friends to play with.
Yeah, I'll just have to play online.
It'll be us and Zane Laney. We could go to Horde. If you play, I would make an undead. Allie's never played Horde before.
No, we started on Horde because
we made blood elves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those were blood elves. Now you got to play the ugly races.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although some of the undead are
She did
are
get to go
high.
To the Undercity once, though, and get lost.
Yes.
And the Forsaken are pretty high.
Easy to get lost in the Undercity.
Yeah, because we made it over to where the Taurens are. Because I got lost there again, even though I've been there a gazillion times.
I do remember that.
We met up with Jesse like once.
One time.
But
we made that long journey and we went the wrong way.
Yeah. The very beginning, you made an undead and we made the blood elves, and you were just like hobbling over, and then you're eventually like, this is taking too long, I give up, and you made a blood elf.
It takes a while to get anywhere, even in the new game. But
anyway, thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back on Monday with an all-new Nerd Up.
Yeah. Like, what do you for confirmation. Hey, you know, I'll be here on Monday. Oh, because Monday is Labor Day.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I was...
I don't have to work. I can be on the show if you need me.
Ooh. Yeah, that's why I was wondering. That's why I asked. That's why I paused.
Yeah, because I know I've got a...
we're going to have a tough choice in October if we're going to record on Halloween or not, because it's a Thursday.
I don't actually think we'll be able to Nerd Up on Monday.
We always record on Halloween.
But we actually are somewhere that we could have trick-or-treaters for once.
Oh, that's true, too. We could have a get-together. Well, why couldn't we do the show at our place?
I guess we could do that.
Yeah.
And then keep getting interrupted by trick-or-treaters?
No, just do it after the trick-or-treating.
We'll bring them on
just
the show.
Just record. Yeah. No.
Because at some point, you can just turn off the lights. If you turn, like, if you don't have any of the outside lights on, parents aren't going to take their kids to
they
that
get
house.
The hints.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. We may see you Monday. We may not.
Put a bowl of candy outside.
No, because they'll just take the whole bowl.
Yeah, but put razor blades in the candy.
No.
God damn.
Think about it. All right. Good night, guys. See you next week. Have a good weekend. Later.